Later, Ori, he said, barely louder than a whisper. Completely confused, I reached up to touch his not Morona hair with my free hand. His head was still bowed. Later. I will tell you everything. Not now. Please, just stay. I didn't make a decision, not in any conscious way. I was still angry. But this time, when he tugged my hand, I let him draw me forward. I sat beside him again, and when he lay down, I let him pull me down as well, positioning me on my side and spooning himself behind me. He kept his arms loose so that I could get up if I needed to. He put his face into my hair, and I chose not to pull away. I did not sleep for the rest of that night. I'm not certain he did either. There may be a way for us to get free of this place, Shiny said the next day. It was noon. One of the Light's initiates had just left, after bringing us lunch and staying to see that we ate it all. He took away the leftovers and searched out my hiding places too, to make sure there was no stored food under the mattress or rug. No chit-chat this time, and no efforts to convert either of us. No one took me away for chores or lessons. I felt oddly neglected. How? I asked, then guessed. Your magic? It comes when you protect me. Yes. I licked my lips. But I'm in danger now. Have been since the lights took me. There wasn't the slightest glimmer of magic in him. It may be a matter of degree, or perhaps a physical threat is required. I sighed, wanting to hope. That's more maybe and perhaps than I like to hear. I don't suppose anyone thought to give you instructions on how you work now. No. What do you propose then? I pick a fight with Saruman, and when she fights back, you blow up the house and kill us all? There was a moment's pause. I think my levity annoyed him. In essence, yes. Though there would be little logic in me killing you, so I'll moderate the amount of force I use. I appreciate your consideration, Shiny. Really, I do. So the rest of the day passed with aching slowness as I waited and tried not to hope. Shiny, for all his promises to explain the previous day's bizarre behavior, said nothing more about it. I gathered he was still recovering from his ordeal in the empty. He'd slept through dawn, which he had never done before, though he glowed as usual. That, plus my company, seemed to restore him. He had been his old taciturn self since he'd awoken. Still, I felt his eyes on me more often than usual that day, and once he touched me. It was when I'd gotten up to pace, fruitlessly, hoping to vent restless energy. I brushed past Shiny, and he reached out to touch my arm in passing. I would have dismissed it as a mistake or my imagination if not for the previous evening. It was as if he needed contact now and again for some reason that made no sense to me. Though when had anything about Shiny made sense? I didn't ask questions, preoccupied as I was with my own concerns. Like Date's revelation that I was a demon. I did not feel much like a monster. That didn't make me eager to discuss it with Shiny, who had slaughtered my ancestors and banned his children from ever again creating more beings like me. So I was content to let him keep his secrets for the time being. Toward evening, I was almost relieved when there came a brisk knock at the door, followed by the arrival of another initiate. As I rose to follow the girl, Shiny simply stood and came to my side. I heard her splutter for a moment, caught off guard, but finally she sighed and took us both. Thus we arrived in the private dining hall, where Saruman waited with Date. No one else this time, beyond the servants who were already busy setting out the meal and a few guards. If Saruman was bothered by Shiny's presence, she said nothing to that effect. "Welcome, Lady Ori," she said as we sat down. I turned my face toward the faint glimmer of her Aramary blood sigil in an effort to be polite, though I was beginning to hate being called Lady Ori. I knew what they meant by it now. The demons of old had been the Three's offspring too, and perhaps as deserving of respect as the godlings, and not human, something I was not ready to think about myself. "Good afternoon, Lady Saruman," I said, "and Lord Date." I could not see him, but his presence was as palpable against my skin as cool moonlight.
Lady Ori?
Date said. Then so subtly that I almost didn't catch it, his tone changed as he addressed Shiny.
And a good afternoon to your companion. Are you perhaps willing to introduce yourself today?
Shiny said nothing, and Date let out a sigh of barely contained exasperation. I had to fight the urge to laugh, because as amusing as it was to hear Shiny drive someone else mad for a change, I was surprised at how quickly Date's temper broke. For whatever reason, Date seemed to have taken an instant dislike to him. He doesn't talk to me either, I said, keeping my tone light. Not much, anyway. Said Date. I waited for him to ask more questions about Shiny, but he fell silent too, radiating hostility.
Interesting, said Saruman, which annoyed me now because it was exactly what I'd been thinking. In any case, Lady Ori, I trust your day went well?
I was bored, actually, I said. I'd have preferred to be on another of those work crews. Then I could have at least gotten out of my room.
I can imagine, said Saruman. You seem the type of woman to prefer a more spontaneous, energetic approach to life.
Well, yes. She nodded, the sigil bobbing in the dark.